Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. This day we join ourselves to the great cloud of witnesses, who through the ages of the church have formed now great ranks of patriarchs, of prophets, of priests, of martyrs, of confessors and doctors of the body of Christ. We join ourselves first to the Holy Family, to Saint Mary, who herself became the Ark of the Covenant and bore the presence of God in her own womb, who in a sense became the forerunner of the church, being the first to have Christ dwell within her. We join ourselves to Saint Joseph, who took the hand of that small boy, Jesus, and placed it around that of a tool of carpentry and taught him a trade, proving for once and all that he was human indeed. We join ourselves to the apostles, who felt the breath of the risen Christ upon them when they received their commission, who set in place such practices that would sustain the incarnate ministry of Christ until the present day, and especially Saint Matthew, from whose priestly line our own priestly line is derived in the Anglican province of America. We join ourselves with the saints and martyrs of what is called the sub-apostolic era, those just after the apostles. We join ourselves with Saint Ignatius of Antioch, who perished in the defense of Orthodox Christology, the centrality of the Eucharist, and the defense of the role of bishops in the church. We stand with Saint Clement of Rome, whose epistle to the Corinthians helped clarify the theology of the church just decades after the ascension of Christ. We stand with St. Polycarp, disciple of St. John himself, a great defender of the faith in the second century, who received the flames of martyrdom instead of offering the pinch of incense to Caesar, declaring that being burned at the stake was nothing in comparison to the price of denying his Lord. We stand with St. Irenaeus of Lyon, who encouraged Christians of the second century with the publication of a thorough and strident refutation of Gnosticism, which threatened the body of Christ and well ought to be read again today. We stand with St. Clement of Alexandria, whose diligent work as an apologist married philosophy and theology in an impressive show of faith and confidence in Christ and in Christianity as the true philosophy. We stand with St. Nicholas, whose true generosity was renowned and is only mimicked by the Santa Claus of our popular culture. We stand with his near follower there just a few decades later, St. Ephrem the Syrian, whose composition of over 400 astounding hymns stood as the key theological touchstones of Syrian Christianity for a century and more. We stand with St. Anthony, whose holiness and self-denial expressed in his retreat into the desert began a movement of holiness and devotion amongst countless numbers who have since sought to imitate such sanctity. We stand with St. Athanasius, who stand for Orthodox Trinitarian theology and Christology left him alone and exiled from a church which had become enthralled with heresy, but whose stand alone allowed the church in time to confirm in creed and in council that he was right. We stand with the three famous saints of Cappadocia, the Cappadocian brothers or saints, St. Basil the Great, who defended the Trinity and whose work bolstered the Church's faith in the deity of the Holy Spirit at the Second Ecumenical Council, with his brother, St. Gregory of Nyssa, who has inspired countless Christians with his mystical theology and his hope that all will one day be saved by Christ. We stand with their good friend Gregory of Nazianzus, who coined the phrase that guided the theology of Christian thought about the incarnation for generations and centuries to follow, saying, "That which is not assumed is not healed." We stand with St. John Chrysostom, whose clear thinking and spiritual mind formed great numbers of the Church's best sermons, who was unafraid to confront sin in places of power, and who worked to protect orthodoxy and had stood for such truths bravely. We stand with St. Patrick, who evangelized the Emerald Isle of Ireland. We stand with St. Ambrose of Milan, who defended the divinity of the Holy Spirit at the Second Ecumenical Council, and with his convert, St. Augustine, who greatly influenced the theology of the entire Western Church in a vast array of subject matter, and who was guided by awe in the sovereignty of Almighty God. We stand with St. Cyril of Alexandria, whose clarity about the personhood of Christ led to the defeat of the Nestorian heresy, and whose commentaries on the Scripture are still studied. We stand with St. Vincent of Lorraine, whose definition of Catholicism remains to this day the guiding principle of Orthodox Christianity, of traditional Anglicanism, as it has the whole Church for millennia, saying, "That is Catholic which has been believed everywhere, always, and by all." We stand with St. Leo the Great, whose clear vision of the natures of Christ guided the Fourth Ecumenical Council to recognize the Christological statement, "One person, two natures." We stand with St. Benedict of Nursia, who, inspired by the monasticism of the Egyptians, established a Benedictine order in the West, which guided and protected the spirituality of the Christian Church for the next 1,000 years. We stand with St. Gregory the Great, by whose influence liturgical reform was effected, such that we still pray in this church prayers that he composed and chant the notes that have rung out for 1,500 years in monasteries under his influence when they were first heard. We stand with Maximus the Confessor, whose clear thought on the will of Christ brought orthodoxy to the decisions of the Sixth Ecumenical Council, and St. John of Damascus, who defended the Christian faith in the midst of occupation by Muslim expansion in Syria, and defended the truth of the Incarnation amidst the first iconoclastic controversy, leading to principles of the Seventh Ecumenical Council, which not only allowed but mandated the use of images and icons of our Lord in churches. We stand with the Venerable Bede, who did the Christians of England immeasurable benefit by composing an ecclesiastical history of the English people. And we stand this day with St. Thomas Aquinas, for whose brilliance the Western Church owes a great debt of gratitude, with St. Francis and St. Clare of Assisi, whose vows of poverty and good works have stirred the sacred imagination of countless of their followers. We stand with St. Bonaventure, with St. Gregory Palamas, with St. John of the Cross, with St. Teresa of Avila, and we could be here all night. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, as they did, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. After whatever controversies, whatever strivings, whatever sufferings, and whatever labors, these saints of God now rest eternal, And while our prayers today ascend amidst our own struggle, their prayers, we are assured, ascend on behalf of us this day. Their intercession aids us in our own straight and narrow way. And this day, though it is not yet for us to depart, let us not remain silent as we give thanks for all the saints who from their labors rest, who thee by faith before the world confessed, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia, alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.